Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples today talking with Pottawatomie County Schools officials. We got Tim Winter, superintendent at USD 320 Wamego, and St. George Elementary principal Dan Ackland joining us this morning. And next week is the USD 320 Wamego board meeting. That'll be on the 14th, which is Monday. And one of the topics on the agenda is update on vaping, and we've been hearing a lot about this in our morning news today. City Commission's talking about policy changes. I know other places have talked about it, and you guys are the same.
We are, actually. Our City Commission this summer did pass an ordinance that all tobacco products, including e-cigarette products, you have to be 21 to purchase now. It's not illegal to possess if you're 18, 19, or 20, but now the purchase age is 21 in the city limits of Wamego. So, you know, it's unfortunate we have to take those measures, but it's just become a real serious issue, and I know it's making the news all over the country, and now they've say it's caused some deaths in several people. So that's very unfortunate, and we just want to make sure we're putting the word out to our students that it's not safer than smoking traditional tobacco products or using traditional tobacco products. It has its dangers, and our SRO, Officer Eric Coleman, who's doing a fantastic job. He meets and greets and works with kids in all of our buildings across the district, and has really developed some great positive relationships. But he's working hard to just spread that message and communicate that message that vaping, electronic cigarettes, any of those things are just not healthy choices. It's not worth what those things do to your body, and so we're doing a lot of signage in our buildings. He's getting out into classrooms, and we do have classroom or school assemblies planned, informational assemblies for our students, and he's coordinating all that and working with the administration, and again, just trying to influence our kids to make healthy choices, and don't do something that's gonna harm you or force you to pick up a nasty habit that you can't walk away from the rest of your life.
And kids are naturally rebellious here. Whenever they're told no, they automatically want to go do it. How do you curb that in the school?
You just be consistent. You just got to keep plugging away with that message, and you work with parents and community members. You know, some of it is just being watchful and mindful of what's going on. Making sure you got the people in the right places. Just visibility curbs so much behavior. But I think just remaining positive and offering them positive alternatives, and visiting with kids, sitting down and visiting with them and talking to them. And again, I think building the relationships is the number one way to impact and influence kids and people in general.
Will you be meeting with parents too? I know some school districts in the area have been having like sessions with their parents.
We don't have any of those planned at this time, but I know our site councils. It's a topic. You know, it's probably going to be discussed in those areas, and at the high school level, we've put out some surveys, not specifically regarding vaping, but just, you know, what do we want a high school graduate from Wamego High School to look like, and what skills should they possess, and making good choices is certainly one of those things that we want all kids to walk away with as young adults. And how do they want to live their life, and what they can do to best accomplish their goals.
All right, moving on the agenda, anything else of note here that we'll be watching for next Monday?
Well, it's this time of the year where we have Dr. Mary Kay Siebert, our Director of Instructional Services, will do an assessment report, and this is a lot of data. We assess, of course, we use the state assessments, and we have MAP assessments, which are measures of academic progress. All of our buildings use the MAP from grades 2 through 10. We test using the MAP multiple times during the year. I shouldn't say multiple. I say two at least, typically two, sometimes three, ACT assessments and things of that nature, our academic or AP classes. And Dr. Siebert will just report on those results. We analyze those and look at those throughout the year and just look for areas where we can grow professionally and improve our instructional techniques in the classroom and also identify areas of weakness, identify areas that we need to help kids with. But that's just something we do every year in October. Like I said, it's a lot of data, but it's an opportunity for us to post that and put that out there to our public and just have some dialogue about how we're doing and how our kids are scoring on those tests in comparison to area schools, state schools, and on a national level.
All right, and that meeting is Monday, October 14th, 7 p.m. at the Professional Learning Center in Wamego. That's 1010 8th Street. We got elections coming up here. I think we're a little less than a week away from the registration deadline. Of course, the election is November 5th, and you've got seats open on your board as well as Rock Creek.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan. I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have three open seats on ours, so.
At Wamego, we have four. We have districts 1, 2, and 3, and our at-large position. We still use. I know some school districts have changed the number of districts to going to just multiple at-large positions, or you know, three or four districts. We still have the six districts and one at-large, and so. Districts 1, 2, 3, and the at-large position are all contested. There's two candidates running in each of those districts, and I just want to encourage everyone to get out and do their civic duty, get to know the candidates. There's information out there, and our Chamber of Commerce in Wamego did host a public forum. I believe it was 2 weeks ago, approximately, where all eight candidates. We're given a list of questions and able to respond to those questions, and they made themselves available to answer questions afterward and gave out contact information. And I just really appreciate anyone that puts themselves out there and gives back to the community by serving or choosing to run for a position like this. It's not a glamorous, glorious position. It's a lot of hard work, and sometimes it's a lot of headaches. But when you see kids and see what they can accomplish in the classroom and on the activity fields and so forth, it's all worth it. And we just really appreciate those people, those eight individuals who are running, and all of our board members, and encourage people to get out and support the civic process and vote on November 5th.
Yeah, these elections matter. That's the key thing, because these guys are going to make a lot of decisions that will affect the students.
Yeah, they absolutely do, and that's what's critical. Is, you know, the national stage, we will hear all about that. It's starting to gear up already for the big election next year, but the local elections are really what make a difference in our lives and make a difference for our communities. So we really need to be engaged and educated on what's going on and who's running and vote.
All right. Looking ahead here on the calendar, parent-teacher conferences, are they coming up?
Yeah, they're coming up really quick for us at Wamego. We this the end of this week signifies the end of our first quarter. Quarter things in school districts aren't as significant as they used to be with all the electronic grading and so forth, and the way we can more quickly communicate with parents. But Thursday does signify the end of the quarter for Wamego schools, which means Friday is an off-school day for kids, so they get the day off. Teachers will have some professional development in the morning across the district, and then they have a work day in the afternoon just to catch up on the grading and do some more planning. But next week, then, we have parent-teacher conferences in all buildings. The schedules are posted in the schools, and I'd encourage parents that, and I know our administrators are sending out those schedules as well, but I believe Monday through Thursday in one building or another, and on a couple of those days in all buildings, we have conferences, and we encourage parents to play an active role, parents and guardians, to get in there and meet with those teachers and sit down and visit. I'm still traditional in the fact that I like the opportunity for our parents to come in our building and meet with teachers. With online grading, online access to grades, and the weekly communication that can occur, whether it's automated or just sending emails and so forth, and access to grades and comments and things like that. There may seem like there's not as much to talk about, but I still think it's important to open our buildings up a couple times a year where parents, where we dedicate time for parents to come in and meet with their teachers and ask questions and hear about their child and how they're doing.
All right. When are conferences over at your school?
Coming up end of the first week of November, we run on trimesters in Rock Creek at the elementary level. So, and I agree with Tim, just a great opportunity to get parents in the building, sitting down, meeting face-to-face, sharing those celebrations, talking about areas for improvement, and finding ways to work together.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. You know, it won't be too long before we're talking snow days again, and the weather's going to cool off, and hopefully that's well down the road. But, you know, look forward to communicating that to folks here.
I don't know if looking forward to it is the right choice of words.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
Last year was rough, and we hope it's not quite like it was last year. But our bus drivers, I know I was on the phone a lot with Kevin early in the morning asking, well, are you going to have school today, or how many buses are stuck for you this morning? It was a rough winter, but our bus drivers, our transportation department, and our snow removal teams, hats off to them for plugging away and pushing through. And then they had to deal with such a wet weather in the spring as well. It's tough conditions out there.
Yeah, who knows? Next time we talk, we may be talking about it a little bit more in depth. So appreciate you guys being here, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
You bet. Tim Winter and Dan Ackland, he's the principal of St. George Elementary. Stay tuned. More In Focus returns after this on K-Man.